Well, we are now back into spring and heading rapidly towards summer. One thing we've learned about the pandemic is that people who are involved in outdoor activities really didn't get bothered that much. They were involved in their outdoor activities. They probably increased them. We have so many different activities that are available to us here in our immediate tri-state region, from skiing, from tubing, from running, from walking, to biking, skateboarding, you name it. There's just a million things we can do out here. And when you think of any of those events, really you think of Berkshire Bike and Board in Great Barrington. Now, they also have a location in Pittsfield, but most of us around here think about Berkshire Bike and Board in Great Barrington. And we have Stefan Root from Berkshire Bike and Board with us today. Stefan, nice to speak to you today.
It's nice to speak to you as well.
Now, you have come a long way in the time since you first started your business. I went to your website, which is absolutely amazing, what you offer, how you offer, and the amount of what you offer for people who are recreational enthusiasts in our region.
We're definitely doing our best, and as we've grown, we're definitely trying to elevate our offerings, our presentation, and just being more professional and better retailers, providing a fun outlet for people to get out and enjoy the outside.
Has this turned out, has your business taken twists and turns that you didn't anticipate when you first started?
Yeah, of course. You never know where things are going to go, but you're always hoping there's going to be an upward trajectory, a movement towards growth. And we've been pretty fortunate where we've, in the last couple of years, we've really managed to capitalize on some growing trends, but it's definitely been a roller coaster through the years. We saw some good growth throughout the beginning of our endeavor, and I'd say even just before the last 5-6 years, there were lots of trends showing that the cycling participation was declining, and that's for numerous varied reasons, whether it's kids not getting into cycling because there's so many other competing avenues for kids nowadays, and people feeling roads aren't safe. So it wasn't looking particularly great for our long-term, for our industry, about basically up until the pandemic, where we've really started to see a shift in people's behaviors. But even that, we were still managing to keep going by just being, ahead of the curve and really seeing trends happening. One of those trends was the electric assist bicycle, which has really been a transformative experience for people getting out on the roads. It's just made it a lot more accessible for a lot more people.
Well, I was going to say one thing that I when I think about Berkshire Bike and Board, I not only think about purchasing bikes, getting involved like that, but your commitment to your customers when they purchase something or where they get something from you, your commitment to them with service and information and technology and learning really is second to none.
There's no question, and it's really one thing that I feel has kind of separated us from our proverbial competition. But it's more that everybody that works in our store is passionate. We are all cyclists, and so that really does translate to when somebody comes in and purchases a bike, because we are here. We want to make sure that people understand all the intricacies, the nuances, and all of the benefits that cycling has to offer. And I say it a lot in our employee meetings, and people kind of groan when they hear me say it. But I've been saying it for years: is that we don't, we're not in the business of selling people bikes. We want to sell people cycling, and part of that it's multifaceted, being able to provide the appropriate additional service post-sale and really being here to support people, but also giving people the tools, understanding of all the things that they're going to need when they are out on the bike, and making sure that they have all those things. So when people are riding the bike, they can really have the best possible cycling experience.
We're speaking with Stefan Root of Berkshire Bike and Board in Great Barrington. Once again, they also have a store in Pittsfield. So the pandemic really has has had, I hate to say it this way, but it has had a positive effect on you then, and the way people view you, and also the services you offer. The pandemic has been fairly beneficial then.
Yeah, there's definitely been pangs of guilt that, you know, in all of the turmoil that the world has seen, and my little corner of it has you know, benefited. But you know, when you try to look at the silver lining of things, I feel like that, you know, if there is a silver lining, the pandemic has really transformed behaviors in a positive way, where people before were very kind of becoming more and more sedentary. The pandemic forced a change in people's behavior, and whether or not it was cycling, hiking, just being outside, it really highlighted how people really missed it. And so basically anything in the outdoor arena has really kind of seen a resurgence, a boon in people getting outside. So it's been a real positive thing, I think, for the human race, that we realize that we don't need to be stuck in front of our computers. We don't need to go to an office building, that we can, you know, alter our lives a little bit to, you know, have a light in the darkness, where we can go out and have a positive experience going out, going for a hike with our dog, going for a bike ride with our friends, and it being not only safe, and like I was saying, it's changed people's behavior. So, you know, now that people are starting to do this, they're going to continue to do this, and that is, you know, transformative in the way people look at transportation, the way it's going to affect our environment. The benefits are long lasting.
Now, you know, the automobile industry is facing the electrification of its industry, and is slowly moving towards a time where everything will be electric. Has the electrification industry in bikes now reached the point where it's close to surpassing regular bikes, or has it already surpassed it?
No, we're just at the beginning of this this rise. So I would almost equate it to very similarly to the car industry, where, you know, there's a bunch of early adopters. The industry is now, meaning the car industry, is now realizing that, hey, this is something we need to do. This is the future. It's the same thing with the bike industry. There were a few early adopters. There were a few manufacturers that were really out front pushing this agenda, so to speak, that's saying, hey, you know what, we see the future as this. And so there are a few players that are out front, just like there are in the car industry. And, you know, every day, every year, where it's people are just becoming more and more aware of what things are and also what things are not. You know, forever people are, like, not quite sure what an electric car really is, what it does, what are the benefits, what are the drawbacks. And it's the same thing with the electric assist bicycles. I'd almost say that more of what we're dealing with is now is, you know, trying to explain to people what the e-bike is not versus what the e-bike is. But as time goes on, more and more people understand what it is, and it's becoming ubiquitous that everybody is now, hey, there is this thing, but, you know, what is it? Can I get on it? Can I try it? And, that's our goal right now, is just to get as many people to try it, so understand what it is, because once people know what it is, then it begins to transform people's minds of, how it can fit into their life and benefit their lives.
We're speaking with Stefan Root of Berkshire Bike and Board on the web, berkshirebikeandboard.com. On top of just having the e-bikes and bikes and regular thing, I'm amazed about the amazing amount of peripheral merchandise that you have, from clothing, car racks, helmets, shoes, and the accessories that you offer. Obviously, this seems to grow also year by year by year.
Definitely. So, you know, all of the ancillary things that go along with cycling are all there just to increase people's enjoyment, to give people a better experience when they're out there, whether it's a rear flashing light, or it's fenders, or it's a phone holder to put on the front of their bike. There's lots of things that are just designed to make your experience better. And it's also, you know, the same thing with clothing. It's like, if you have the appropriate clothing, then you're going to have a better experience. And, you know, it's a saying that we say in the store, there's no such thing as bad weather, there's just inappropriate clothing. So not everybody rides you around. I'm one of the fewer people, but even that number is growing, where more people are realizing that if they have the appropriate clothing, you there's no activity that you cannot do outside, even if it's raining, snowing, sleeting. It doesn't matter. But yeah, there's endless amounts of accessories out there. And just to highlight one that's kind of neat and cool and brand new, or fairly new, and that's basically it's a radar device that you can put on the back of your bicycle where it will tell you how many cars are coming up behind you and if one is speeding. So it's an additional safety feature that's been pretty amazing that people have really really resonated with. And at first people like, you know, don't quite understand what it is, but once people have it, people are like, this is the best thing I've ever purchased for my bicycle. So it's kind of cool.
And your e-bikes, you not only sell them, but you rent them as well, right?
Yep. It's, you know, it's generally, for a lot of people, it's the first way, they'll experience. They're not quite sure if this is for them, but now, yeah, we rent, we have a whole fleet of them. And so people can, you know, for a low cost, get out there and see what this is, you know, rent it for a day, take it home to their local roads and see how it, you know, if it's going to get them up their hill. A lot of times people are like, can this get up any hill? And there's literally no hill that an e-bike will not take you up, so it's pretty amazing. And, you know, it's been, like I said, transformative for that person that lives on top of that hill or lives at the bottom of a hill, and no matter, you know, they leave their driveway, they got to go up or down something that's, you know, prohibitive for a traditional bike, where now with the assist, now all of a sudden they're excited to go for a bike ride instead of it being a dread where they have to go up some hill to get where they want to go or to come home to where they live. So, yeah, we rent them. We rent traditional road bikes. We rent traditional hybrid bikes. So we have something for just about everybody.
It's a nice introduction for the people that want to get introduced to it. Now, do you also have organizations where you set up group rides and things like that?
Yeah, we definitely do. And that was one of the one parts where the pandemic was a little bit of a bummer, a Debbie Downer, is that, you know, part of what's, you know, so great about what we do is that we've really created a community of cyclists, and you know, people are always looking for belonging, and unfortunately the pandemic kind of forced us away from doing group rides, but we have the restrictions have just been lifted, so we've just started our group rides again. So the last couple of weeks we're getting back on the train of group rides, and people are really eager to get back out there, be part of their community that they were no longer, or that they were kind of kept away from, seeing friends that they had created through cycling and getting people back out there. And yeah, all that information can be found on the website, when and where, and you know, how fast these groups are.
That's BerkshireBikeAndBoard.com. Speaking about the website, are you going to be moving to adding e-commerce to your actual store as well?
We definitely are. It's really forced us to be better retailers, and part of that is to move with the ever-evolving times where, I don't know the percentage, but it's higher and higher every year where more and more purchases are made online. You know, you're sitting home 8 o'clock at night, and you're like, ooh, that's interesting, I want that. And we feel that to survive, we got to move with the times, and so that will be part of our ever-evolving repertoire of things we offer in the actually very, very, very near future.
Right, and one final question. For people that have had a bike, which they haven't used it for a year and a half, does somebody have to be a customer of yours? Can they bring their bike in to get service to make sure it's safe to get back out on the roads if they haven't used it?
We are equal opportunity tuners. We don't turn anybody away. We'll give somebody a really good idea of what, you know, what is needed for their bicycle. We're going to give them a clear understanding of what it's going to take to get their bike up and running. And there's no brand model that we're not going to at least take a look at and try to bring back to life. So, yeah, no, we work. We service anybody's bicycles to the best of our ability. So, yeah, it doesn't matter where you bought it. We want to make people happy and get on their bikes, because ultimately that's our goal. We want to get more butts on bikes.
That's Berkshire Bike and Board in Great Barrington, also in Pittsfield and Great Barrington, 29th State Road. Their telephone number, 413-528-5555. On the web, BerkshireBikeAndBoard.com. Stefan, thanks for joining us this morning, and keep on expanding and growing. It's amazing what you've done over the past, 10, 15 years you've been around?
Even more, 25.
Wow.
1995, so actually 26. So, Yeah, no, I really appreciate the opportunity. Thank you so much.
Don't worry about the 25. I've been in broadcasting for 50. It goes by real quick. Okay. Take care.
It's going by quick. Yes, thank you so much.
All right, thanks, Stefan.